Hey, everybody, it's Leslie
and Mike,
and we're here for a bonus Friday night beer blog for the month of March. We actually, this is our second take
because we disagreed on what a bonus was.
Yeah, we won't even go there. We'll
leave it to your imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fill in the blanks. Tell us what the bonus means.
Anyway, it is a bonus Friday night beer blog. And the beer blog is me sitting here reading Mike, my blog, because why do I read my blog to you, Mike?
Because I don't like to read.
Because Mike doesn't like to read. And he might not be the only one. You might not like to read either, because this blog does come out on my website.
I don't like to read, but I like to be read too.
Well, then you've got it going in spades, brother, because I'm reading to
I'm
you.
I'm in the right place.
You are in the right place. So yeah, this blog will appear on my website. But then we also do the podcast version, which has Mike. So it's a win for you if you're listening, right?
All right.
Yeah, and we're doing something different this time. What are we doing? We're recording video.
Zuma, zuma, zuma.
We're zuma, zuma, zooming. And because I have been considering putting some of these up on my YouTube channel.
Much to my dismay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to or not, but we're recording video just so that we have that option. But anyway, do you have any idea what we're going to be talking about tonight?
As usual, no.
Okay, good. So I guess we should get going, right?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So, what is today, Mike? Why are we doing this bonus Friday night beer blog?
Because it's St. Patty's Day.
It's St. Patty's Day. And why would we be doing a bonus episode on St. Patrick's Day, Mike?
I don't know, because you just can't get enough of this.
Irish you?
No.
No, it's because you're Irish and because it is.
I'm ish.
You're ish.
I'm ish.
You're ish, all right. And it's kind of a holiday in the McShane house, wouldn't you say?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's our national holiday.
But we are not drinking green beer.
Hell no.
Green beer's gross.
Yeah.
Don't drink green beer. Don't do that to your beer. That's not very nice.
Yes. You'll see it for days.
In more ways than one, yes. Right? But not only is it St. Patrick's Day,
uh-oh,
Michael McShane.
Oh, no.
What else is it?
Is it our anniversary? I think it's the 18th is our anniversary.
Well,
today's the 17th.
This week is our what?
Oh, 20.
What? No. What kind of anniversary is it?
Dating anniversary.
Dating anniversary.
Hanging out anniversary.
Hanging out.
The first date.
Yes.
Anniversary.
How many?
You to a bike race.
As only you could do.
Me and Esquire.
Yes.
And,
it wasn't
Rob.
Just a date with Mike. It was a date with a whole van full of people. And when I say a van full of people, I mean, it was a van full of people.
Of bike racers.
Of bike racers. Yeah. Anyway, well, before
you held your own.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about, let's talk about this after the reading of the beer blog. So this reading of the Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know who this blog is brought to you by. Who, Mike? Oh, he's holding a can up to the camera.
Mile
Ooh,
wide.
See, look, Mile Wide. So if you're watching the video, you can actually see the can of a Moxie. But that is your
third beer.
Third, yeah.
and strongest.
Yes.
So we start light with a tuck rule, and then we move to the Mando, which is really good. And then we move to the Moxie.
Yeah.
It's like putting the nail in the coffin.
Well, there's really not any kind of coffin because we don't drink.
Are you kidding me?
Well, we don't drink full beers
no,
ourselves.
We split these because
we're small people. And good thing, yeah, we're at home, so it's okay.
And we're cheap.
Well, that goes without saying. Yeah. That goes without saying.
We're not cheap, thrifty.
Thrifty. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like the word cheap. We're thrifty. All right. So are you ready to get into this special bonus Friday Night Beer Blog? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On this 2023 St. Patrick's Day. Hey, by the way.
Is this like 100?
No.
That would have been
We're going to do something special.
Oh my God, 99. Never mind.
No. We're going to do something special on 100, but we're not there yet. But I wanted to tell you something that I was looking at today. That came up on my Instagram feed. It said, did you realize that the last day of this year will be 1-2-3, 1-2-3? January, 1-2-3-1, which is 1-2-3-1, 2-3, the year. Isn't that crazy? But you want to know what's even crazier? Is that this fact, the picture that went with it was a picture of Count Dracula from Sesame Street. That's a different one.
That's a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah. All right. We're getting our 70s nostalgia all mixed up. That's what it is. Okay, so are you ready for the beer blog?
Yeah. Well,
let's do this thing. Let me pull it up here. All right. So, the title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is "The Gotcha Day of Your Marriage Story." You know what the gotcha day is, right? Mm-mm. When somebody adopts someone, or they adopt a pet, or something—that's your gotcha day. Oh, anyway. Okay. The gotcha day of your marriage story. Should your dating anniversary be a thing? The Friday Night Beer Blog.
Okay, all right.
96.
Has it? I feel like we've been stuck on 96 for a while.
You're stuck in 1996.
Oh, those are some good years.
Your dating anniversary. The date of your first date. The gotcha day of your marriage story. Do you remember when it was? More importantly, do you celebrate it? And is that even a thing? How important is it when you've been married over 20 and 25 years? Or is it just a good excuse to not cook and have dinner? At this point, you use anything as an excuse not to cook and have dinner out. Subheading, what a dating anniversary starts out as. When you started dating the person that you ended up marrying, you had no idea at the time that this dating would lead to being attached for this many years under the legal term marriage. You judged the success of the relationship on the amount of time that you had been dating, quote unquote, or what Mike called
hanging out,
quote unquote, hanging out. And if the relationship reached a full year, it felt like you had been together. How long, Mike?
Forever.
At 2 years and 3 years of dating, and sometimes even longer, the anniversaries turn into obvious opportunities for your fella or your fellette or you to make a grand gesture and suggest marriage while kneeling on one knee. And yes?
Begging.
And yes,
both knees.
Mike got down on his knees because I was lying down. Subheading, if I can get to there. Marriage changes the dating anniversary. Once you get married, all celebrations.
It's really a good thing that you spent the night that night.
Oh.
Because if you hadn't have spent the night that night.
You're telling way too much information.
Sorry, Rita Joe.
Marriage changes the dating anniversary. once you get married, all celebrations of commitment move to the date of your marriage. The dating anniversary becomes overshadowed. Just another story. Just another date on the calendar. Sometimes you may remember it when it comes around. Sometimes you don't. But generally, during all of the early years of marriage, it is an afterthought.
There was no way that we were forgetting this date because you came home with raccoon eyes.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Hey! All right. But as, I didn't know where you're going with this.
Okay, but as the years pass, thoughts of nostalgia and the good old days, or raccoon eyes days, return. It is natural to look back on your life and remember when. And this includes remembering when you were single and you started to date or hang out with this person way back when. And it's hard to believe it's been as long as it's been. Truly, true dat. It's been a long ass time.
Decades.
I think back and wonder what I would think if I had whispered in 27-year-old Leslie's ear that this first date with Mike to a bike race will be the beginning of being together 28 years this week. I guarantee that she wouldn't have been able to fathom, number one, being 54 years old. Number two, being with one person that long, because she's only ever been with one person for longer than a year, and that felt like forever, and she finally got bored enough to leave. Subheading. The sweet memory should live on. But this one, this dating anniversary lives on. This guy stuck around. Who knew?
Yeah,
you
who
poor
the hell
son of
knew?
A bitch. You didn't.
Me?
And although the wedding anniversary is a great way to outwardly celebrate your commitment to each other for the long haul, I believe that celebrating the date of your first date is just as important. This is the day that you agreed to start this ride together without knowing what it would look like many, many years later. It was the beginning of a sweet journey.
We were just hanging out.
That has defined,
you just stuck your foot in the door.
That has defined your life. That has defined your life on many levels. It is a day that should mean something to only you and your partner.
I tried to shut the door. You just wouldn't let me.
Mark it. Keep going. Mark it. Acknowledge it and how far you've come together. Revisit who you were, who you are, and all that you have still left to do together. Be married for however many years, but date forever. Wah, wah, wah. All right, and that's it,
Feel
Mike.
Feel no pressure.
That's it, Mike. Happy anniversary. Here, little clink of the glasses. Oh, that was really loud in my ears. But 28 years.
Never thought we'd make it.
That's a
I
long
thought about leaving
time.
Many times.
No, you didn't. To go to the grocery? What?
I was going to go out for a pack of smokes.
A loaf of bread. Mm. Yeah. No, that's a long time. I mean, yeah. I mean, when you really think about it. So
I don't know, man. Those first 7 years were pretty damn hard.
For
kids,
who?
For all of us.
For all of us. All four of us in the house.
I think you just like blocked out all those.
It is hard to remember certain things. It's funny. I was sitting with a friend today and we were going through some photos for a special event coming up, and we were looking back at some pictures from, you know, nearly 30 years ago.
How young we were.
And how young we were, how thin we were, how ungray we were, and unwrinkled. Yeah. And it's, I mean, and it feels, part of you feels like it was yesterday. Part of you doesn't remember that at all.
Yeah, it was a different life ago.
Yeah. But anyway,
many chapters.
I think dating anniversaries, I mean, I don't remember any other dating anniversary except for the one with you. Obviously, because none of those other relationships
lasted. Well,
it
was a sticking point because, I mean, we tried really hard that day. I mean, It was even, you know, yeah, Rob and
us,
Dave.
Tell us about that.
Who
birthday.
Else was there? Was Ken there?
Ken was there. We were in a van full of people. Mike wanted to hang out. He was going to be.
I invited you along to a bike race with the team.
I guess, you know, those were those days where first dates tended to be in a group sometimes. Well, it didn't help. It didn't help that I had been married to your best friend at one point.
True.
So you can't really ask me on a date. You got to ask me on a group date because that would be
appropriate.
Well,
we were
just
striking up a new friendship because it had been 6 years.
Sure we were. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, I was. You may have had ulterior motives. I did not at that point.
But we went to a bike race. I've written a blog about this once. About
my friends, I mean, they tested you that day.
They did because, well, I will tell you, I fretted over what do you wear to a bike race. I've never been to a bike race in my life. So
did
I wanted to be
like cut off jean shorts or
cut
something.
Cut off jean shorts. I wanted to be super cool.
Varnay.
I went out and bought a pair. I went out and bought a pair of Varnay sunglasses because that's what bike racers wear, right? That's what they wore at the time.
No, skiers. Oh. Different sport. But hey.
What did I know?
They made better lines.
Oh, what did I know? Anyway, so we went out and it happened to be a sunny spring day. We went to this bike race. The sun was out
in
Indiana.
Hoopers, Indiana.
In Indiana. The sun was out. I got sunburned, had my sunglasses on all day. And when I took them off,
we went out for pizza.
We went out for pizza and I had white.
Where was it? New Albany?
I had white rings all around my eyes.
And we all just, as soon as you took your glasses off inside,
and everybody,
we all started laughing at you.
Everybody made fun of me for the rest
and
of the
night. And it was, yeah. And you stuck around.
I did.
You took it. You took it like a champ.
You motherfuckers. I wasn't going to let you all get the best of me.
We had a good laugh. That's why we invited you back.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. Okay. I look cool in my Varnay glasses all day, so I don't care.
Yeah. Until you take them off.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So that was the beginning of the end.
True.
And the end keeps stretching out longer and longer and longer.
There is no end. It's endless.
That's all right.
It's like, get smart.
That's all right.
Every time you go through a door, there's another door.
I'll date you forever. That's cool.
Okay. All right.
You're supposed to return that. Yeah, you're not dating.
We're not dating anymore.
Yeah, we're not hanging out anymore.
Oh, we hang out. We still hang out.
We still hang out, but we don't date anymore.
No, we don't date.
But I think marking the day that started
it
all.
Was it the 18th or was, I think it was the
18th. It was the 18th. So it will be tomorrow.
Because we always argued about that for a while.
You thought it was the 16th.
No,
you did.
You thought it was the 23rd and I thought it was the 18th. I was always right.
Keep drinking, Mike. No.
Well, at least we agree on that.
You know, yeah, that you're wrong. Okay, we got that. All right.
Keep drinking.
Okay. So yeah, we hope that everybody is having a happy St. Patrick's Day. It's always kind of a turning point, mid part of March, and you're headed to April. You know, we've had the time change. I mean, we're sitting here and it's still kind of light outside, and even though it's cold outside, there's just something about that that's just like, yes. Yes, I can't wait for spring and summer. But
it's
anyway,
because we get to ride every night.
This is true.
After work, instead of sitting on the train or in the basement.
This is true.
Big difference.
Yeah, yeah. So we hope that you are doing something fun this weekend to celebrate today and spring. What do you have coming up this week? Now, last week you teased that you had some big life changes going on. Do you want to divulge anything?
No.
You want to hang on to that for a little bit?
Still working on it.
You're going to tease us?
Things are looking good, but... You know,
you tease you.
Yeah. That's what keeps it alive.
That's right. Nothing like a little tease on your dating anniversary. Anything else happening?
No, I don't think so.
And no. It's going to be cold this weekend. So, we got that going for us.
Nothing fun. Yard work.
No, spring, I'm going outside. It's going to be cold.
No. Oh. Yeah. Next week.
Next week. All right,
what
everybody.
What do you have going on?
Me? No, nothing. Same old.
Okay.
Same old. You know, I'm ready to expand myself into the backyard so we can be doing these Friday night beer blogs.
On the
with
porch.
When you can hear the birds chirping. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Sitting inside when it's cold sucks. But anyway, yeah. No, nothing much else going on, I think. Nope. Nope. That's it. All right, everybody. We hope that you have enjoyed this Friday Night Beer Blog. If you have, you need to scroll on down and give Mike a 5-star rating.
Absolutely.
But only if it's what?
5-star.
You heard it here first, everybody.
Because I deserve it for putting up with this for 26 years.
Married. Almost 27.
How long have we
been together?
28? 28? Yeah.
Did you miss that at the beginning?
I'm looking at the numbers over there.
Yeah, we've been together almost 30 years, dude.
How long have we known each other?
Too long.
32 years?
Long time, since 89.
No.
I met you in 89.
That's right.
In the 80s.
There was a 6-year gap between your
first marriage
and us getting back, seeing each other.
Yeah.
Becoming,
getting back together.
Hanging out.
Yeah, when, you know, back in the old days when you said that you've known somebody since the 80s, it didn't seem like very long. But when you say that now,
yeah,
you're a geriatric, buddy. Seriously. We met in the
80s. I feel geriatric,
like,
too.
And people are like, All right, everybody. Till next week, I guess. We are going to skip a week this time. We will not be back next week.
You get a week off?
You get a week off. Right. But we'll be back the week.
No overtime.
We'll be
back
the Friday after that. All right, everybody. Till then, see ya.
See ya.